This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Eureka police were in downtown Eureka this morning searching an area between 7th and 14th Streets and between J and O Streets and looking for signs that shots had been fired. There were as many as 14 suspected gunshots heard in the neighborhood between 3 and 4 a.m. this morning, and I spoke with two officers as I left for work who were searching an area at 7th and K Streets. At this point, we have few other details to share, and we will update the story as new information becomes available. Anyone with information about suspected gunshots heard this morning in Eureka are asked to contact police. It took more than a month, but with the help of the Russian consulate and residents of Southern Humboldt and their social media skills, the coroner's office has made an identification on the body of a man pulled from Dean Creek on October 6th. The body is that of 33-year-old Dorji Sanjev, who was originally from Alista, Russia. Sanjev was known to deputies in Southern Humboldt, and initially the coroner's office, despite cooperation from the Russian consulate, were unable to locate and notify his family that he had died. Residents who knew Sanjev were able to make contact with the family through social media, and they were officially notified of his death. An autopsy determined Sanjev died as a result of drowning, but it remains unclear how he ended up in the water. A power outage in the Pine Hill area of Eureka last night left some 400 residents without electricity after a power line came down at about 10 o'clock. It took PG&E just over an hour to get power restored, and it was the second outage of the night that affected Eureka. News Channel 3 reported on its Twitter page at about 6 o'clock yesterday evening that they had experienced a power outage that had delayed their 6 o'clock newscast. California Highway Patrol officers responded to a report of a hit-and-run incident on Highway 299 near Dutch Creek Road yesterday morning at just before 8 o'clock in Trinity County. Officers conducted interviews with witnesses at the scene and learned that an ongoing dispute between two men had led to the collision. CHP officers arrested William Cates as he was headed west out of Weaverville on Highway 299 after they determined he had intentionally rammed the rear of a car driven by Bobby Layton, and Cates was booked on felony hit and run and assault with a deadly weapon charges. Layton was injured in the collision, and while he was being treated at the hospital, CHP officers arrested him after they learned he had a felony warrant out in his name from the Trinity County DA's office. He was booked into county jail as well. The commercial crab fishing season opened today, just not off the Humboldt County or Del Norte County coast. Boats from Sonoma County South will head out for the first catch of the season, while locally we await the results of further testing done on crab for domoic acid, which nearly wiped out last year's commercial season. If you do purchase crab caught from waters to the south, you are encouraged to dispose of the viscera. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.